Well, praise the Lord and good morning to everyone. It's nice to be here. We bring you greetings from the Philippines. We were told wherever you go to preach, please give our love to everyone. So we bring you greetings from the Philippines. Just like Pastor Chris just said, we used to look after the Bible school for quite a long time, and we moved to Manila. And just recently, again, I was appointed to be the principal of the school. So even though we stay in Manila, we kind of control it remotely. Yeah, so I continue to be actively involved with the Bible school. And so on behalf of the, you know, to those who are running the Bible school and also as part of the CRC Philippines leadership team, which I am part of, we'd like to thank this church for your active participation in the work in the Philippines. It's really hard to explain, you know, what goes on there, but I believe that without this church and other CRC churches in Australia, we wouldn't be doing what we do. So I would like to thank everyone who is part of this church and the leadership of this church. Appreciate it. You very much. Just like Pastor also said, I come from Papua New Guinea, and I was asked to share a little bit where in Papua New Guinea, so I have to say that. I come from a place called Kokoda. Maybe some of you are familiar with the place. Kokoda is where you hear about the Wazi Wazi angels who, you know, in their own way help the Australian soldiers. I think many were wounded and they have to help carry, bring them into safety. So that's where I come from. But it's a very popular place even at this time because a lot of young Aussies go there. So while my wife and I were there, I think nearly 3 years ago, we used to have this, you know, it's a very isolated place, so little plane come. And most of the time, if you have a normal flight coming in, it's just only once a day. But while we were there, we were having about 15, 20 flights a day. And you could see all the young ones just carried their backpack. That's a great place. Maybe one day you can come around. Praise the Lord. I was just praying and asking the Lord what to share this morning. And I felt to share a verse in Matthew chapter 5. Let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 5. It's a very short passage there, but I'll try to just share from that. Just while in the worship this morning, I sense that there's someone here. I think you made a very big decision in the last couple of weeks. Okay, a decision, maybe a decision that affects your life. And in the last few days, you've been trying to change that decision. Maybe because you were not sure, or maybe you had some influence from friends and relatives, family members. Your decision was influenced, so you're trying to change the decision. And I believe the Lord is saying, you know, just keep to what you have already decided in your heart. Because I believe God is in the decision you have made. You prayed a lot. You know, you have sought the Lord, maybe seek counsel from different people, and you came to a point to make the decision. And so I feel this morning the impression that you have to keep to the decision you have already made and don't try to change what you have already made. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will See God. Everybody say, see God. How many of us want to see God? Yes. In the Philippines, they go, yes. Everybody say, yes. Yeah, I believe that that's, you know, just part of our instinct as a Christian, that we desire to see God. That's our prayer. I believe that's what we desire all the time. We want to see God. And I was thinking of this, you know, blessed are the pure in heart, as they will see God. The Bible doesn't say they might see God. Bible doesn't say, you know, they might feel God. Bible says they will see God. Meaning, it's sure. Amen. And so I thought that's interesting. I said, the Bible says we will see God. But there is a requirement. And the requirement, according to this scripture, is pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. Oh, pure in heart are blessed because they see God. Now, looking at that, and I kind of, you know, remember some, you know, I was a child. This is many years ago. I think, yeah, nearly 38 years ago, you know, I was around 3-4 years of age. And we used to, my uncles used to tell me, don't come out because we have devils outside. This is no joke, this is true story. And I always tell them, show me where the devils are. But you could actually hear the footsteps around the house. It's more like having hundreds of cows running around your house, and you could footsteps, or you might have maybe hundreds of football players running around practicing, you know, running, jogging around. You could really hear the earth trembling, the footsteps. When you come out, there are no footsteps. I mean, there are no footprints. And they would tell us that don't go in that room because the devil is in there. Actually, in my own native language, we used to call them sowa. Now, sowa means devil in English. Okay? So there was spirit that we can't see with our natural eyes, but our uncles can know that the devil were in the room, or they would say they're so big you don't go in the room because it's there, the devil is there. Or sometimes they would say that they're in a small can, you know, a tin can, they hide in there. I kind of wonder why, you know, they are so big and they occupy one room, and they're so small that they will have to stay in a small little can. It made me realize that they were just spirit beings. And we were told that we had to go through a certain ceremony in order to see them with our eyes. And there, I remember one occasion, the devils had to pull very big trees, and the trees, I'm talking about the not the ones that you see along the road here. These are huge trees. And they have to pull it out with the roots and lay it just in front of the house. You could hear no noise, no sound at all. And then we were told in the morning we have to come out and see there's something in front of the house. Imagine they could pull out those trees in maybe 15 minutes or less than that. And they'll pile those trees up in front of the house. And it will take nearly an year to clean it up. Imagine that. But that this is true. It does happen. And so I was brought up with this, you know, sense of understanding some spiritual world that it truly exists. And the truth is, we have to go through a certain ceremony to see the spirits or the devil. And anyway, it never happened, thank God. But I came to know the Lord at the age of 14. And since then, I continue to serve Him. Yes, amen, brother. But this is a true story. But you have to go through a certain ceremony. They used to call, you know, if you see them without going through a ceremony, proper ceremony, you might end up dying. Or you might have your head, you know, become twisted. So the back comes to the front and the front head goes to the back. And we were told like that, so we grew up with great fear. Now, well, that doesn't happen the same when we come to God, right? But God just requires us to have a pure heart so that we can see God. And I remember a story in John chapter 14. You can read it. It's in verse 9. You know, this is a story about Jesus saying, you know, he's going to heaven, and the disciples are so concerned what's going to happen to them. And Philip jumps out of the seat and says, Master, you know, you did everything and we believe in you. We know that everything's okay, but there is a problem. Still, there is a problem. And that doesn't say exactly in the Bible, but that's just my... Show us the Father so that everything will be fine. He said, you leave us, that's okay. But show us the Father. And he said to Philip, Philip, how long have I been with you? Have you seen the things that we have done? The miracles, the signs, the wonders that has happened? You see, what Jesus was telling Philip is that what you see happening is you see me, or you see the Father. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. So the experience you have, the miracles that you are experiencing in your life, you see the Father. That's what Jesus was telling Philip. And I believe in our life, we want to see God. We want to know Him more. And the Bible says a pure heart can be blessed because they will see God. And I like that because it's a straightforward message. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And I believe that can happen in a day-to-day basis. It's like a magnet that draws God into our life when we live with the purity of heart. And so this is a question. You know, how can I be pure? Yeah? It's difficult to see God. Of course, you can't see God with your natural eyes. God is a spirit. He's a spirit being. But somehow, we can connect to God in our spirit. Why? Because we are born of the Spirit. It's no longer I that live it, but Christ lives in me. And we are baptized with lemon juice. I mean, with the Holy Spirit. And because we are baptized with the Holy Spirit, we can see God. So I just wrote maybe four things I'd like to share. Number one is the Word of God. The Bible says God's Word is pure. And John chapter 15 in verse 3 says, you are cleansed by the Word. You are made clean. In other translation, it says, you are made clean. Pure by the Word. Now I made a what do you call it?
a small discovery or kind of, you know, you put a Coke in a glass like this. Yeah? And you keep pouring a pure water into the Coke. Just keep pouring. Keep pouring. And what happens? It overflows. You keep pouring and it overflows. Yeah? And what happens next? It's become pure. And our life is like that. When we take in the pure word of God, God's word purifies our life. God's word changes us. God's word transforms us. God's word make us to be more pure. Why? Because God's word is pure. God's word is powerful. God's word cleanses us. And it connects us to God. That's how we experience God. You see, people talk about faith, faith, faith. Faith only comes through hearing the word of God. Yes, I believe. Well, you can believe more and grow more in your faith in God as you trust in His word. So you see, we can become pure and see God by taking in the word of God. Now, we were in the conference and Pastor Doug, I guess, he said, a lot of churchgoers leave their Bible at home, don't bring Bible in church because they feel they already matured. They don't realize they have backslidden. No? Yeah, I was challenged by the thought. But that is true. It's happening even in our church in Manila. People just... Now, I try to check. How many of you brought your Bible? No, I mean, I checked that in our church. Yeah, that's what that's good. You raised. All of you brought your Bible. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. Oh, that's good for you, Pastor. But I check. And if others have forgot to bring you the Bible, I tell them, okay, we wait for you. You run home and bring your Bible. So, and then we continue this preaching. No, that's just a joke. But the truth is that many don't bother to carry their Bible. God's word is pure. You see, Jesus spoke about the two builders. One was wise and the foolish. And he said about the wise builder. He said, wise builder is the one who had the word of God and put into practice. When situations and problems and difficulties of life hits, the building stays strong. Why? Because he heard the word put into practice. So the word of God, when God's word grows in us, it causes us to be pure. And that purity can cause us to see God, experience God in our own personal life, touch God, feel God's presence. As you go, as you drive around in your cars, you could sense the presence of God. Why? Because you live day to day by the daily bread, which is the word of God. Amen. So that's the first thing. And the next is love. When we live in love, God lives in us. 1 John chapter 4. You can read the whole chapter. But actually 2, 3, 4 speaks about love. God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 16 says, God is love. And when we love one another, God lives in us. How do you... You see, when we live full of love, you see the world in the eyes of God. Okay? There are some churches who don't even care about what happens in the world. Care about missions and care about caring for those who are in need. Why? Because they're so blind, they can't see. But when we are full of God's love, love causes us to see. And when we live in love, Bible says, He lives in us. Amen. Well, that's a powerful thought. I want to see God. Yeah, I want to see God. Yeah. But I must live in love. The Bible says the love covers a multitude of sin. When God sees us full of love, He's attracted like a magnet, you know. Yeah. Why? Because He sees Himself in us. He sees His presence in us. He sees that we are pure. Why? Because God's love is pure. There is nothing, no stain in the love of God. God's love is pure. And when we fill our hearts with God's love, we begin to love others with the purity of His love. Not your love, not my love, but His love. Amen. And we could talk more about love. The Bible is full of love. God's love for us. Now, we like to sing about God's love. You know? There are a lot of songs that expresses or we declare about God's love for us. But we can also love others with the same love. Amen? That's what Jesus said in John chapter 13. Verse 34, 35, a new commandment I give unto you. Love one another as I have loved you. And what did He say? By this, all men will know. All men will know. That means they can see that this is different. This love is different. These people are different. Why? They have the love of God burning in their hearts. Amen. That's how we see God glorified in our midst. We experience God in our personal lives. Number three is blood. You know, Pastor was sharing about through the blood, you know, we stand right before God. Righteousness, we are made righteous through the blood. And 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 says, you know, this is the testimony. Verse 9 says, you know, if we confess our sins, not our sins, all our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us from all sin or all unrighteousness. The word, and the Bible says, and He will cleanse us. The word cleanse means to purify, made you to be pure. Amen. And you know that. Only the pure people, pure hearts, sees God. So when we live, see, when we ask God to forgive us our sin, He purifies us. He cleanses us through the blood. And the Bible says, without the remission of sin, without the sharing of blood, there is no remission of sin. Only through the blood there is forgiveness. There is purification. There is cleansing through the blood. And through the blood, when our hearts are purified, we can experience God. You can experience His joy. We can experience His blessing. We can feel the touch of God in our hearts. Sometimes you might be driving down the road and just for no reason. Maybe you are. You could be very hard, like, you know, some Papua New Guineans don't cry. You know, when you cry, it means, you know, that's degrading in Papua New Guinean culture. We just cry in front of ladies or, you know, just cry by yourself. But you see, when God touches people's heart, they begin to leave tears. They are soft, they are broken. That's a miracle to some of us. Why? Because you sense the presence of God, the love of God, the power of God. So the blood cleanses us. and causes us to see God in many different ways. I believe that you can see God in your family. I believe you can see God in your work. You can see God in your relationship. Ability to forgive each other. Because, you know, many times with our human ability, it's very difficult to forgive when somebody hurts you or offends you. But with His love in your heart, with God in your life, you are able to forgive each other. That's how we see God. Whoa, this was difficult. How did it come about? It came about because God was there. You seen Him in relationship. Because our hearts have been purified through the blood. And lastly, by the power of the Holy Spirit working in our hearts, we can see God. Amen. We can see some hidden things in God. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, you can see that God has prepared things for our lives. And it says He can only reveal those hidden things by His Spirit to those who love Him. So there are certain things in our life, it's like a mystery. You don't see with the natural eyes. But God can reveal those things through us before it happens or when they are happening. Or maybe there are certain things that you like to know whether it's right or wrong. God can reveal those things. Because that's what the Bible says. God reveals the hidden things. Things that are hidden. But God reveals those things by His Spirit. Amen. And when we allow His Spirit to work in our lives, and when we walk in, you know, live each day by the help of the Holy Spirit, He is able to reveal the hidden things of God. Things that maybe it must be things from the Bible that you're difficult to understand. God reveals those things as you read scriptures. Maybe it can be situation regarding decisions. Maybe it could be regarding family matters. Or maybe there are certain things that relates to business, future. God can reveal those things through the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Bible is saying there are things that are hidden that we don't even understand. Our natural mind cannot understand. But the Bible says God reveals those things to those that love Him. Amen. To those who trust Him. To those who are obedient to Him. And I believe also that, you know, the Bible also says that when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit burns up all the chaff in us. You know, the fleshly thing in us. The fire of the Holy Spirit begins to burn out all the chaff. The habits, the desires, the thoughts that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Things that are bad. It purifies us, makes us see God in a way we never seen before. Amen. God is a spirit. Many say we can't see God. But the truth is, Bible says He gave us everything so that we can participate in the divine nature of God. We can experience God in the day-to-day life. We can see God in the things we do. And brothers and sisters, that's a short message. Let's keep our hearts pure. And being pure in heart, we can be blessed. Blessed for what? Blessed to see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Doesn't say they might see God. It says they will. Amen.
May God bless his words into our hearts this morning. Thank you, Pastor.